Alrighty then. Make a call here. See what we can do.
Hello?
How's it going?
It's going pretty good. How about yourself?
Probably could be better. I'm gonna record this so I don't have to say all this stuff twice. I guess I'm live on both People for People and Shaziz Radio at the moment. Don't know how long this stream I actually hold in there. I put a post out there in the chat room yesterday about this being the last show, because there's a, I don't know, there's just a whole lot of stuff going on everywhere behind the scenes, and I've gotten to the point where I'm just, I don't know, I'm in too deep, man. I spent a ridiculous amount of money and time trying to put something together here for the Mad Science and the Knights of the Round Table show. And I spent a lot of time trying to look out there and see what's going on in the world, and I'm just watching all this stuff, and it's just taking its toll. You know, I've been on the battlefield since probably around about 1984. That's a long time to be battling. Here we are in the year 2022, and I'm thinking, you know, I know that if somehow or another we can bring everybody together, we can fix all this stuff. But we've gotten to the point where I can't even do a radio show with either somebody cussing on the radio show or myself cussing on the radio show, and I've offended probably everybody on the planet by this point in time. You know? And that's just not me. I'm not that guy. I'm not the one that wants to run around offending everybody. But I get to the point where I'm so dang frustrated. I'm just pissed off and depressed all the time. And so I gotta find a way to fix it, you know? I gotta find a way to fix myself. I can't fix the world, it's obvious. I can't do it without everybody else, and I got a lot of good friends that I don't want to lose because of this whole entire mess. And so I don't know. Half the time I want to take a step back and just not do no more radio shows, but then on the other hand, you know, with the Mad Science, it's important to me and I want to do that. I got supposedly 9,000 subscribers on YouTube, and I don't think that a fraction of those are even real. I think at some point in time somebody pulled something and it added somehow or another bogus accounts to my dang deal. I mean, I watched as the numbers went up, and had a lot of views there for a while. I don't know, maybe people subscribed and just left after a while. I don't know, but this says 9,100 subscribers on YouTube. I don't know what it is today, but it's hard to tell them. But I don't know how many of them are even real. And I do know that on Facebook, I hardly know anybody, only a fraction of the people even on Facebook that I even have an idea who they even are. On Twitter, I was up to probably about maybe 1,000, almost 1,000 or more people follow me on Twitter. Twitter's it's a mess. It's a real mess. Facebook's a mess. You know, social media. Kind of thought, you know, if I could build the platform large enough and I can show people alternative energy and give them some solutions and some ideas and a place to come to talk, that maybe we could sit down and we can figure some stuff out, and we the people just start fixing stuff. you know, it didn't go over so well. Because as time went by, you know, they pulled every stunt in the book on us. They pulled the, you know, the fake demic, the election fraud, and all the other crazy stuff. It's like a psychological operation of biblical proportions being perpetrated on the world today. Well, hell, before I even got into this war, I was already in a mess. I was already in a battle with myself, trying to fix my own personal life. And then I look out there and I think, well, you know, there's all these people and all this need, and I want to try to do something, try to be useful in this world. So I tried to take my YouTube channel one direction, I tried to take Shaziz Radio another direction, I tried to take everything and mix it all in there at some point. I tried to do anything I could to reach out to as many people as I could freaking possibly reach out to. And I did all this not trying to get famous or not trying to get rich, because I, you know, like I said, I told people many times, I got grandchildren. You know, I got kids, and you know, some of my older kids, their lives are messed up, and I'm trying to deal with that as well, you know, family man kind of thing. Trying to salvage, you know, my own personal life, my marriage life, and all that kind of stuff. So it's a whole lot. I don't know, at some point I guess I bit off more than I could chew. But, you see this right here? This is how I live. It's how I live. I've lived this way since 1998. Prior to that, from 1984 till 1998, I lived in a world of freaking chaos. I didn't know whether I was coming or going. Now that I'm here, you know, 1998, I started listening in on politics and made the mistake on Easter Sunday to read the Book of Revelations. Because I was trying to figure out what in the hell's going on in this world. What's happening? Things were going poorly. So I read that book and started putting two and two together with what's going on out there in the government and what's going on in just average people life out there in the real world. And I got scared. I got scared for my family. I got scared for my country. And I went down a rabbit hole. Deeper than anybody could imagine. You know, there's folks out there to talk about being a conspiracy theorist. Try being a ex-military guy with PTSD and brain damage, and being told that somewhere in the world somebody's dying, somebody's starving to death, and the Illuminati, the Freemasons, and the government were coming to get your family. So I only had one choice. I had to go to war. I stocked up. I dressed like I was ready for combat every freaking day, because I felt like life itself was a war zone. one hell of a toll. Most folks that were around me believed I was crazy. And it's a damn good possibility they're right. I sometimes tell people I'm the craziest man that ever walked the face of this earth. I've seen some god awful things in my life. Things I can't get out of my mind. Things I can't get out of my heart. There's only one reason that I'm even still here, and that's because I held on to my faith as long as I could. Outside of that, I'd have checked out a long time ago. I can't cope with alcohol. I can't cope with drugs. I can't, I can't seem to talk to anybody without either depressing them or pissing them off. Because they just don't understand. So I thought, I'm gonna build this network, and I'm gonna reach out there. I'm gonna take this crazy character, and I'm going to shout it out to the world. We can fix this thing. We can fix it. I'm going to tell myself we can fix it. I'm going to do everything in my power to try to steer this world away from where I know we're going. Every so often somebody comes out of the woodwork. And they throw a monkey wrench right in the machine. Show me pictures of starving babies and tell me all these things is going wrong. And it beds like a tick right in my heart. You know, I put up a donation link on the Shaziz radio site, and I never wanted to do that. I'm taking it now. Taking everything financially related down off of that site because it just isn't what it's all about. I did a video called Forces of Darkness where I showed in there I'm sitting around drinking a bottle of wine and talking about my frustrations and showing everybody the flood damage throughout the house. At one point, that dang place was so infested with fleas, you couldn't sit in there. Everything went downhill ever since I took my old mad science lab out of my garage. I wish I'd never done it, but ever since I took my mad science lab out of my garage, everything went downhill from there. Once that old building was vacated, that we moved into this other place that we're in right now, that my daughter's in, that I showed you around this room. It's just a little small room. It's not enough room to do what I need to do. But I showed everybody in that video the flood damage and the frustration. And I never was able to bounce back from that. And I tried to figure out a way to build me a new lab. And so I had made this a temporary spot. Lost all my motivation. All hell broke loose in the family. All hell broke loose in the world. I got so deep in politics that I just couldn't freaking get out. I found myself half the day being pissed off and the rest of the day being depressed. See, old crazy hair Chaziz is in a bad way. And I don't know how to fix it. Just don't know what to do. I don't know how to fix it. There's no point in going out there telling everybody how bad my life has been. I don't know what it was like. I have never felt peace in my heart. I knew what moments of peace felt like, and that's why I figured, well, if I could figure that one out, I want that peaceful feeling for everybody. But let me tell you guys and gals something, that rabbit hole, it's deep. Don't ever go on the dark web. I advise you never, ever, ever go on the dark web. Don't go underground looking for information, because what you find isn't going to be pretty. It's not going to be something that you want to see, and it's going to put a scar on your soul unlike anything you can imagine. I've seen things and dreams and visions that no man or woman should ever have to lay eyes upon. I've seen things in the dark web under this world that you wouldn't imagine. Which all it did was add to the fear, and all it did was add to the frustration and the anger and the urgency of trying to reach out to everybody and his brother and trying to steer us off the cliff. I don't know if I can do any more radio shows. I don't know if I can do any more YouTube videos. Look at me. I'm gray haired now, and I'm still in my battle gear. Every day I come off the battlefield, and I lay down on a broken old cot in the back room, hiding away from the world. That first family that I moved out of the city and I tried to save, I lost them all. I lost every last one of them. Now that I'm on the second go, and I'm losing them again. I don't know what's going on up here, because it's too damn chaotic. But I can tell you what's going on here. You can't show me a picture of a starving baby and then tell me there ain't no way to fix it. You can't tell me about stories of kids getting kidnapped and hurt. And tell me there ain't no way to fix it. You can't tell me you believe in God. And not believe in the words that were said. God said, and I keep repeating this, and I can't even remember the verse number anymore. He said, if my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, that I will hear their prayers from heaven and I will forgive their sins and heal their land. There's not enough people who want to do that. There's not enough people. I feel like that guy in the story about Sodom and Gomorrah saying, Lord, if I go in there and I find this many good people, will you spare the land? Thanks for that, Chris. 2 Chronicles. He went in there and he couldn't find them. Yeah. Everybody tells me we're in a war zone. Everybody tells me the government's out of control. And the government, by their own actions, show me that it's true. Government's out of control. I've reached out to everybody and his brother. It's like that person drowning and in panic mode. I've reached out, I've grasped for straws in every damn direction. I wrote letters, tried to do videos, tried to calmly do radio shows. Try to do whatever it takes to steer us off the cliff. I can't even begin to tell you what it feels like to lose your family after going to war to try to save them. I can't fix that. I can't go back in time and unbury the dead. A lot of times I try to warn people about things in their health, and I try to use science to show them, look, there's got to be a better way than what these folks are doing to you. And I tell you, I fear ever having to go to the hospital. I don't want to go to any hospital. I definitely fear ever having to go to a military hospital, a VA. I don't trust the government. I don't trust the executive, legislative, or the judicial branch of government. I don't trust the mainstream media. I have very little trust in the alternative media. And I don't even know half the damn time what's true and what ain't true. I just take every bit with a grain of salt and do the best that I can. They told me about FEMA camps. They told me about terrorists. They told me about the evil things that the government was doing. And those of you that's got eyes and ears to hear and see, you know stuff that just isn't right. I reached out to other people in my own state to try to build allies for just such an emergency that all hell broke loose and the world went to hell in a handbasket. I went to the extremes of buying a piece of land to build a sanctuary. I thought, I'm going to turn this land here into a little miniature Garden of Eden so I could show the rest of the world what real science and what real love for nature could do. When I walk outside of my house every day, if I do walk out of my house, because most of the time I spend the time in my room hiding away from the world, because I know that if I go out there in the world, something's going to screw up and I'm going to get myself in trouble. Most generally, I get on social media and I still get myself in trouble. Out there raising a ruckus, but whenever I walk outside those doors on my own piece of land, I call it Wonder in the Wasteland. I get in my battle gear and I wander around and I dream big about what I can do to fix all this stuff. What can I do to turn this little sanctuary into the closest version of the Garden of Eden that I could possibly turn in? I wander up and down the creeks, and I'm always scanning the ground looking for something to pop up out of that ground, some sort of treasure, some sort of thing that was gonna be able to give me the finances necessary to hire a crew to turn this dream into a reality. And I look out there and I see this world and I see the waste and the squandering of resources. I see what our government's doing and how much money they push out towards war and violence. And I begin to get angry. So if you could follow me around in the day of life of crazy old Shaziz, you would see a guy one moment cussing up a storm and the next moment praying to God. You'd see a guy that's just going freaking insane. I know we got the power to solve all these problems in the world. I know we got the problem. I know we got the power and the technology to answer all the things. Is the earth flat? Is the earth round? We could figure that out. We got the technology to do so. And if there's hungry people in the world, we got this nifty invention that's been around for quite some time. It's called plumbing. A couple million miles of PEX line. You got some hot and cold water running to every point of the globe. Or the flat earth, whichever one you wanna think it is. We can teach people how to fish. We can teach people how to hunt. We can teach people how to farm. We got all this doggone knowledge. And yet we spend our lives fighting and killing and struggling. And people running around burning things down. Protesters and people that don't even know whether they're a man or a woman. You know, you can go in that good book and you can read it. Some folks think it's not such a good book. Some folks want to blame everything on Christianity, and they want to blame everything on religion. Where does it start when you're held accountable for your own actions? It's not God that did all this. It's mankind that did all this. For those of you who are atheists out there, you don't even believe in God. So how can you blame God? How can you blame religion? During the Crusades, when they went out and doing all the killing in their God's name, that wasn't what a Christian believed in. Not the version of Christianity that I'm in, that I believe in. Jesus Christ didn't come down here to start a religion. Jesus Christ wasn't a Christian. He was the Christ. And I call myself a Christian because I try as hard as I can to follow the teachings of Christ. And I have people from other faiths constantly trying to tell me that Christ was just one of many messengers. As a person who believes that Christ is the living Son of God, that's hard to hear. Maybe he was just a man. Maybe he was just one of many messengers. But I spend a lot of time trying to find some sort of grounding in the world that we live in today. I try to find some sort of peace. And Jesus, or the story of Jesus, the Son of God, that was the only thing that I had that kept me from doing something so crazy, such as potentially taking my own life. Because the rest of the dang world just didn't make any damn sense at all. I needed that faith. I needed that. And constantly somebody was trying to tell me how the Bible was a lie, how the Bible was written and there were so many things hidden out of the Bible and the truth wasn't there and there wasn't no truth. So as my faith was being picked apart, as my country was being picked apart, as my family was being destroyed, I went deeper and deeper and deeper into the rabbit hole. I went deeper into the battlefield, trying to find an answer. I've been to places that I can't even begin to say. I've seen horrific things. I seen things that tore a hole so deep in my soul and blackened a large portion of my heart. And all that did was confirm what that book said. The book said in the last days there would be wars and rumors of wars. There would be plagues, famines, pestilence, earthquake in diverse places. There would be great signs and wonders in the heavens. And it's all come to pass. We're living in a time when they're telling us that people are dying everywhere. Every day somebody comes to me and tells me somebody died. I even had to reach out to my family and tell them, please don't ever ask me to be a pallbearer at another funeral, because my heart just can't take it anymore. I've carried so many of my family members to the grave, I can't even begin to tell you how much that hurts. I've watched so many people die, some of which died needlessly. I had a family member decapitated. I had a family member set itself on fire. I've had family members die of cancer and so many other things. And in my mind, as a science guy, a lot of it was needless. I feel like I dropped the ball. Long time ago, I was in the mall and I was with my first family. And one of my cousins come up to me and he asked me if I would go hang out for the day. And so I looked over at my wife and my kids and I was like, you know, I'd really kind of like to go with you, man, but I'm going to have to, maybe we'll catch up later because hanging out with my family and I need to do this. You look like you understand. But that was the last time I ever saw my cousin David ever alive again. I had no idea that he was depressed. I had no idea how bad, how deep he was in. My cousin Lewis set himself on fire. I could go on and I could depress you into oblivion, but I'm just trying to give you some sort of understanding of where I've been. I don't dream like everybody else dreams. I see things that most generally become true. And I see the vision of this doggone future of this country. It just tears my heart apart. That's why I've been doing what I've been doing. And that's why every time I get to the point where I feel so damn discouraged, or one day I'm crying on the radio, and the next day I'm pissed off and cussing on the radio. Because I don't know whether I'm coming or going. I've reached out to every single social media platform, every family member trying to warn them of things coming down the pipe. Tried to tell them what was getting ready to go down. I tried to warn them not to let them put that poison in them. But you know what? I may have blew that credibility before I ever even started because I went so damn crazy. I may be responsible for all my family's issues. I may be responsible for my cousins dying. I dropped the ball. Could have said something, I could have did something. You know, at one point in my life, I literally considered the fact that I was thinking, what if I personally am the biblical Antichrist? What if I'm the devil? Those thoughts really went through my head. What if every one of these bad dreams that comes true, what if I'm making this stuff happen? People sort of tell me all the time that you create your own reality. We're living in the Matrix and this is all me. I said it. And I said it to everybody in the world. I'm the craziest damn man that ever walked the face of the earth. And I know for a fact that I can't be the most evil person that ever walked the face of this earth. Otherwise, it wouldn't hurt so much when I see people suffer. I got people all the time trying to give me good advice. But they just don't understand. Nobody can sit around long enough and listen to the negativity that comes out of my mouth sometimes. Nobody can understand. They can't see through these eyes what I'm seeing. And unless you've lived it, you just can't. I understand why a large portion of our population, of our military men, I understand why they do what they do, and they just can't be in this world anymore. They just have to check out. I understand that. I understand why the youth of our world are doing the same. I understand why we're losing people left and right. There's not too many people that could handle a fraction of what goes on in this heart and this soul on a daily basis. that wouldn't have already imploded. So if I gotta give myself any bit of credit, on top of being the craziest man in the world, I'm pretty damn stupid as well. Because I keep coming back for more. I hold on to my faith. I hold on to my family and I hold on to my friends for dear life. Because it's all I got. I do what I do because I literally give a damn. I suffer with my spirit on fire every day because I got some sort of little bit of hope in the back of my mind that if I can bear this burden and I can say the right thing or I can do the right thing, I can steer a few people to start seeking the face of God, and maybe that 2 Corinthians would come to pass. Maybe people in this world would turn from their wicked ways and seek God. They're trying to run God out of school. They're trying to run God out of the country. They're trying to run God out of the world. I said an oath to that flag, an oath to my company, my country. One nation under God, with liberty and justice for all. Remember that? As a child, I used to be proud to say that Pledge of Allegiance. Serve and protect our country against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. To serve and protect. Those were the honorable things in life. I can't never make up for any wrongs that I've ever done in this world. I can only spend my time trying to seek redemption before the eyes of God, my family, my friends. If we don't find a way to come together, the life I live will be yours. And I wouldn't wish that on my worst damn enemy. There's only so many jokes and only so much laughter, only so much anger that can mask the pain of what I've been going through for a very large portion of my life. I can't fix it. So I told everybody that was the last show. I just can't fix this. I lost my soul on the battlefield. I'm sorry. I wish I could make things better. If I find the old Shaziz, I'll bring him back. And that's where I'm at. I'm gonna take some time off. Take some time off. I'm going to seek the face of God. I'm going to try to get myself right. And if those folks out there who really want to fix the world ever decide to put together a dream team and make it so, I'll be there. Until then, I need a vacation. Peace and love, everybody. Take care.